Chapter 3. Common Verbs plus either a gerund or an infinitive. In this chapter, you will learn how to use certain verbs that are followed by either infinitives or gerunds in typical English sentences. Read and/or listen to each of the common English verbs below, followed by their meanings as they are used in sentences with either infinitives or gerunds, and then followed by some examples of how they are used in real English sentences with both infinitives and gerunds. Remember that the meanings being given for the verbs are the meanings when the verbs are used with either an infinitive or a gerund. By the way, for those of you who are learning English pronunciation, some of us say either, and some of us say either. It depends on what part of the country that you're from, what region you're from in an English-speaking country. Common English verbs that can be followed by either gerunds or infinitives. Common English verbs that can be followed by either gerunds or infinitives. Let's begin. Read and/or listen carefully to the examples, as they will give you a good idea as to how to use the common verb infinitive, verb gerund combinations in real English sentences. After the examples are given for each verb, you have a chance to practice what you have learned. In the Now You Try sections, fill in the blank space with the correct form of the word given in parentheses. The answer to the Now You Try section is found in the examples given for the verb. There is a review section at the end of this chapter. The answers to the review section are found by carefully studying this chapter, especially the examples given for each verb. Begin, to start or commence doing something. Examples of usage with a gerund or an infinitive. The ticket agent began counting the ticket receipts on the table. Another example, in an intermediate level English class, students begin to learn about more complex English sentence structure. Now you try. The teacher began talk blank about gerunds and infinitives. Now here you can use both gerund, you can use either, I should say, you should use either gerund or infinitive. As in this example, the teacher began talking about gerunds and infinitives, or the teacher began to talk about gerunds and infinitives. You can use either gerund or infinitive for all of the Now You Try examples and exercises. Can't stand, to dislike intensely. Examples of usage with a gerund or an infinitive. It's time for Wilma to quit her job. She says that she can't stand going to work in the morning. Another example. Some people can't stand to listen to politicians who don't tell the truth. Now you try. Albert couldn't stand do blank exercises. Albert couldn't stand doing exercises, or Albert couldn't stand to do exercises. Continue, to go on or persist with something. Examples of usage with a gerund or an infinitive. Many people don't have savings, so they have to continue working without a rest in order to pay bills. Another example. The storm continued to devastate the city long after nightfall. Now you try. The students continued study blank English for 3 years. The students continued studying English for 3 years. Or the students continued to study English for 3 years. Again, the students continued to study English for 3 years. Forget. Note, forget has different meanings depending on whether you use it with a gerund or you use it with an infinitive. This is very important. Please read the meanings below in order to understand how this word is used with infinitives and gerunds. Used with an infinitive, forget means you didn't remember to do something at the time the action should have been completed or done. Used with a gerund, forget means that you didn't recall doing something that should have been done in the past. Examples of usage with a gerund or an infinitive. I'm not sure if the door was locked or not. I couldn't remember if I locked the door when I left. I forgot locking the door. Another example. The door wasn't locked. I forgot to lock the door when I left. Now you try. I forgot put blank the keys to the car in my pocket, meaning I couldn't recall. I forgot putting the keys in the car to, I'm sorry. I forgot putting the keys to the car in my pocket, meaning I couldn't recall doing that. Try another. I forgot to put the keys to the car in my pocket, meaning I didn't remember to do something. I forgot to put the keys to the car in my pocket, didn't remember to do something. So when you're using the gerund with the word forget, you're trying to say that you didn't remember, you don't remember doing something. If you're using the word forget with the infinitive, that means that you didn't remember to do something at the time you were supposed to do it. You're not recalling, you're simply saying that you made a mistake, you didn't remember to do something that you should have done. All right, let's move on. Hate, to detest, extreme dislike of something. Examples of usage with a gerund or an infinitive. I hate going to the dentist. Another example. Our dog hates to go for a walk. Now you try. I hate put blank sugar in my green tea. I hate putting sugar in my green tea. Or I hate to put sugar in my green tea. Like, to prefer, to enjoy. Examples of usage with a gerund or an infinitive. I like going to the mall. Another example. My colleagues like to go to a restaurant for lunch. Now you try. I like put blank milk on my cereal in the morning. I like to put milk on my cereal in the morning, or I like putting milk on my cereal in the morning. Love, intense preference for something or to do something. Examples of usage with a gerund or an infinitive. I love going hiking. Another example. My girlfriend and I love to walk on the beach. Now you try. Jean loves play blank tennis. Jean loves playing tennis, or Jean loves to play tennis. Prefer, to choose to do something. Examples of usage with a gerund or an infinitive. Many Americans prefer drinking coffee. Another example. My friend prefers to drive a car that doesn't pollute the air. Now you try. Alice prefers do blank her homework in the early morning hours. Alice prefers doing her homework in the early morning hours. Or Alice prefers to do her homework in the early morning hours. Remember, note, remember has different meanings depending on whether you use it with a gerund or you use it with an infinitive. Please read the meanings below in order to understand how this word is used with infinitives and gerunds. Used with an infinitive, remember means you remembered to do something at the time. The action should have been completed. Again, used with an infinitive, remember means you remember to do something at the time the action should have been completed. Used with a gerund, remember means that you recalled doing something that should have been done in the past. Another way to say that is you remembered doing something that you should have been doing in the past. Here's some examples of usage with a gerund and an infinitive. Don't worry, the apartment is locked up. I remember locking it when we left. Means that I now have the memory of locking the door when we left in the past. Okay, simply a memory of doing something with the gerund. In the infinitive, another example, the door wasn't locked. I didn't remember to lock the door when we left. Means that at the time when we left the apartment, I didn't remember to lock the door. Okay, it means that I forgot to lock the door. I didn't lock it. And I was thinking about something else, and I didn't lock the door. It was a mistake. Now you try. Andrew remembered put blank the garbage outside. Remembered to do something. Andrew remembered putting the garbage outside, remembered to do something. Here's another example. Jane remembered put blank the garbage outside, meaning she had a memory of doing something, recalled doing something, remembered doing something. Jane remembered putting the garbage outside. Had a memory of doing something, recalled doing something. Start, to begin an activity or a movement. Examples of usage with a gerund or an infinitive. My cousin Alice started doing her homework at 8 o'clock in the evening. Another example. People are starting to understand that pollution is not good for the environment. Now you try. Kyoko started study blank English about 2 years ago. Kyoko started studying English about 2 years ago, or Kyoko started to study English about 2 years ago. Stop. Note, stop has different meanings depending on whether you use it with a gerund or you use it with an infinitive. Please read the meanings below in order to understand how this word is used with infinitives and gerunds. Used with an infinitive, stop means you paused or took time out from something you were doing in order to do something else. Used with a gerund, stop means that you could discontinued doing something. Again, used with a gerund, stop means that you discontinued doing something. Here are some examples of usage with a gerund or an infinitive. My sister stopped smoking last week, meaning she no longer smokes now. Here's another example. On the way to work, I stopped to pick up a newspaper, meaning I was going to work and then I stopped at a store to pick up a newspaper and then I continued to go to work. Now you try. Matthias stopped exercise blank about 3 weeks ago and now he is gaining weight, meaning quit doing something. Matthias stopped exercising about 3 weeks ago and now he is gaining weight. He quit doing something. Another example. Nicole stopped give blank some money to the homeless man. Pause to do something. Nicole stopped to give some money to the homeless man. She paused for a moment to give the homeless man some money. She paused to do something. Try to attempt to do something. Examples of usage with a gerund or an infinitive. Jim Bowman tried going to a doctor for his illness, but the doctor could not help him. Another example. The athlete tried to break a new world record. Now you try. Stefan tried help blank his friend with a car repair. Stefan tried to help his friend with a car repair. Or Stefan tried helping his friend with a car repair. Chapter 3 Review. Correct usage of some common English verbs that can be followed by either gerunds or infinitives. Instructions. Read carefully the sentences below. Fill in the blank spaces with either the correct infinitive to plus base verb or gerund base verb plus ing. The base verb is given in the parentheses. Answers can be found in chapter 3 above, especially in the examples. Let's begin. My girlfriend and I love walk blank on the beach. My girlfriend and I love walking on the beach. Or, my girlfriend and I love to walk on the beach. Number 2. My dog hates go blank for a walk. Our dog hates going for a walk. Or, our dog hates to go for a walk. 3. My colleagues like go blank to a restaurant for lunch. My colleagues like to go to a restaurant for lunch. Or, my colleagues like going to a restaurant for lunch. 4. Many Americans prefer drink blank coffee. Many Americans prefer drinking coffee, or many Americans prefer to drink coffee. 5. The door wasn't locked. I forgot lock blank the door when we left. See, in the moment, not remembered so much as in the moment, I forgot to do something. I forgot doing something. In the moment, the door wasn't locked. I forgot lock blank the door when we left. At that moment, the door wasn't locked. I forgot to lock the door when we left. Okay, remembered that he forgot to lock the door. Not so much remembering back, but he remembered that he forgot to lock the door at the moment when they left. 6. I'm not sure if the door was locked or not. I couldn't remember if I locked the door when we left. I forgot lock blank the door. Okay, so in this case, he's again trying to remember back to the past. I'm not sure if the door was locked or not. I couldn't remember if I locked the door when we left. I forgot locking the door. 7. Many people don't have savings, so they have to continue blank work blank without a rest in order to pay bills. Again, many people don't have savings, so they have to continue work blank without a rest in order to pay bills. Many people don't have savings, so they have to continue to work without a rest in order to pay bills. 8. It's time for Wilma to quit her job. She says that she can't stand go blank to work in the morning. It's time for Wilma to quit her job. She says that she can't stand going to work in the morning. 9. In an intermediate level English class, students begin learn blank about more complex English sentence structure. In an intermediate level English class, students begin learning about more complex English sentence structure. Or, in an intermediate level English class, students begin to learn about more complex English sentence structure. 10. Don't worry, the apartment is locked up. I remember lock blank it when we left. Again, here he has a memory of something in the past. So what do? Don't worry, the apartment is locked up. I remember locking it when we left. Again, he has a memory of locking the door when they left. He's thinking back to that time. And this is the end of Chapter 3, Correct Usage of Some Common English Verbs That Can Be Followed by Either Gerunds or Infinitives.